Hey, John, in New York is dealing with a construction job that is getting out of hand price-wise. What's going on?
How you doing? My mother actually let a construction person give her an estimate for gutters and fascia boards.
Okay.
And it started off as a $2,600 job, and they pulled the fascia boards down and the gutters down, and then pushed her in and to saying that she needed a new roof to be put on.
Ugh.
And then they ripped the roof off, and then they said that the siding, that the water is dripping behind the walls, and the siding had to be ripped off.
Oh, wow, that's ridiculous.
So when by the time I got involved, the entire house was stripped down to the 2x4s.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
And this is 2 days before we were going to have a major snowstorm. And like you said, it started off as a $2,600 job, snowballed into a $57,000
job. Of course.
Job.
Oh. I mean, roofing and siding, that's pretty pricey.
This sounds like a total ripoff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could call consumer complaints, and they said that these people had about 60 complaints on them.
Oh, boy.
And
has your mother paid them all this money?
Well, she paid them about $20,000.
Oh, my God.
The whole while she was telling them that she didn't have any money to pay for this. And they arranged financing on $15,000.
Oh, my God. Did she sign something? Did they arrange this?
She doesn't believe that she signed anything. But
okay.
I'm yet to see any information to be returned to me from the lending company and the contractor.
And what is the state that the house is in now?
Well, actually, you know what? They did an excellent job putting it back together again.
Okay. And you're pretty sure that your mom has only paid them $20,000 of the $57,000 that they thought they had coming to them?
Yes.
All right. Here's what I would do, John. A couple of things. First of all, if you've not done it before, I would take an opportunity to basically interview your mother and make very detailed notes as to, you know, dates, times, places, what was said, what was done. So you have a written record of everything that went on here. The second thing I would do is I would write them a letter and tell them that they're under no circumstances are they to do any further work on this house. And the third thing I would do is I would get an attorney to correspond with them and let them come after you for the money. Let them chase you if they think that they're owed additional money. Because it sounds to me like they clearly took advantage of her. I'd also make sure that if the attorney says there's anything they did was criminal, I would follow a criminal complaint with the local police as well and follow it through. Because it very well may be that what they've done was illegal in some sense of the word.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, John. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. What a terrible story.
Gosh, that's so
awful. Those guys are out there
ringing doorbells, hoping to get somebody.
Yeah, they ring doorbells and they say, "You've got a problem, lady, but no worries. We're just the guys to fix it for you.
We swooped in just in time. Now, write us a check."
You.
Oh, God, that's awful.
All right, who's next?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.